City Magic by Julie C. Day. 2 years in the city, and Pamela's day still started with memories of the woods. Memories were crabbed and twisted ghosts. They ruptured the night when you longed for silence. They finger-painted your bedroom walls, smeary pictures you wish you didn't understand. Grandfather used to braid Pamela's hair down the middle with a part that was always true. Damp mornings they wandered the woods, Grandfather revealing the difference between harmless paddy straws and death-cap mushrooms. Don't look. Focus on the smell. The magic of overcoming, Grandfather called it. Paying attention to the right things. In the city, there were no stands of pine, no ponds with mud that slipped between your toes. At night, the scent of damp rot leached through the floorboards. The chemical sap of wallpaper paste broke through Pamela's sleep. And with each person she met, the scent of lies lingered long after the bent and broken words had been silenced.